What is going on, Jet fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video on this Sunday. A great start to the NFL playoffs yesterday. I thought both games were absolutely fantastic. Excited to watch another slate today. But before we do that, wanted to hop on and do a video. And there was a bit of a story from Jets insider Rich Cimini with Brees Hall that I wanted to get into today. So every year at the end of a season, the Jets as a team vote on who their team MVP goes to. There's other awards, but MVP is the story of the day. And it didn't go to Brees Hall. Instead, it went to Isaiah Williams, who, by the way, was an excellent returner for the New York Jets this year. And their special teams unit was by far the best part of this Jets team. But there were many surprised, including Aaron Glenn and including Rich Cimini, that Brees Hall did not win the team MVP. He went over 1,000 yards for the first time in his career. He finished with 1,065 yards, 4 touchdowns in 16 games. He averaged a career high 66.6 yards per game. He also chipped in 350 receiving yards and a touchdown to go on top of it there as well. So why did Isaiah Williams, a special teamer, who, again, was really good, by the way, win the award? Well, Rich Cimini has a theory on that. Cimini said, "I think Hall should have got it. Why didn't he? That is very interesting. Even Aaron Glenn admitted that there was some internal surprise that Williams got it. Here is my theory on it. I think Hall may have upset some teammates towards the end of the year in the next to last game. He checked out of the game with a knee injury. I think that may have upset some teammates that he tapped out of that game." Cimini would go on to say, of course, he didn't play in the Buffalo game. After that, he practiced that week. He certainly practiced enough to be able to play in the game, but did not play in the finale, I think, and I'm connecting dots here, that may have had some impact on the voting. So here's my initial reaction. Is this just as simple as Rich Cimini pondering about it, or is this rumblings that he's hearing from, you know, sources inside the building? Because those are two very different things. And I don't know, maybe he's phrasing it this way so it's not like, hey, I'm being told from inside the building that they're upset with Brees Hall. Maybe that's the reasoning for the phrasing. But, you know, also too, on top of this, the Jets were shutting guys down at the end of the year for the last month, like more than just Brees, right? Like Garrett Wilson wasn't given the opportunity to come back. A Mason Taylor, AZ Thomas, like, and there's more than just those guys, but there were a lot of players towards the end of the season that the Jets just wound it down with and said, you know what, we're not going to bring them back. And that kind of fed into things going off the rails the final 5 weeks of the season. I think it also depends on whose decision it was. Like, was it his decision or was it the team's decision to wind him down? If he just did what Rich Cimini is alluding to, where he tapped out and like that was it, well, from the player's perspective, maybe the teammates, and I have no idea, but I'm just, you know, trying to create the storyline here or talk about what the angle may be in this scenario. Maybe they looked at it as, hey, you know, he eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark after that big touchdown run against New England, and then it felt like he dipped out on the team. Now, I don't know how I feel about it, because again, like, I could kind of, if this is true, I could kind of see where his teammates are coming from, but also the Jets as a team did this with so many guys on the roster. So why are they just holding it against Brees Hall? I don't know how much of an impact this will have on his future with the New York Jets. He's a free agent, so he'll have the opportunity to test the market, maybe go to one of the other 31 teams in the NFL. But at the end of the year, both Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn spoke at their, you know, final press conference as if they wanted him back. And I do think they value him. Aaron Glenn has talked him up for, you know, the whole year he's been here at this point, you know. And also too, on top of it, I think a big factor in this is if they're going to be drafting a young quarterback either this year or next year, you want to have a guy like that in your offense, a player who can, you know, run the ball and a player who is good out of the backfield catching the ball. The Jets don't have a ton of good players on this roster, and they don't have a ton of position groups that you feel great about. But, you know, you have Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis under contract next year. If you bring Brees Hall back, I think running back is one of those where you could kind of take a breath and go, okay, we feel pretty good about this room. How many other rooms do they have like that? Not many. You know, they have a ton of work to do on both sides, especially on the defense. I don't think I feel good about any of the units on the defensive side of the ball. So they have a lot of work to be done, and it's almost like, don't create another hole for yourself. Is it theoretically easier to replace a running back than some other positions? Yes, but again, you're just adding an extra thing to your shopping list when you don't necessarily have to. And sure, you know, it's a two-way street. Breece Hall wants to, or is going to need to want to come back here, and both sides are going to need that in order to make it work. But, you know, the Jets are in a position with the amount of cap space that they have where they should be able to make a pretty realistic offer to keep Breece Hall. So, again, I just found this a little bit interesting. Like, where did this come from? If to me, it always felt like Breece was someone who was really liked in the locker room. So, again, I don't know how much stock you put into this, but saw this floating around from Rich Cimini on his Flight Deck pod and figured that we'd talk about it today. So let me know what you think in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe here if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.